and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Hey, it's Anna.
And it's Raven.
This is the After the Verdict podcast, where we revisit a couple who has been on the Honda of Westport Couples Corp and see how things have been going.
This is what the problem was.
Sally, what's going on today?
Hey, so my husband has this friend who always stays with us whenever it is that he comes to town. And we fight about it every time because he's a nice guy, but he is just disgusting. And our house, reeks like cigarettes, and he's gross. I don't want him staying at our place. I know it's only for 4 days, but we just can't agree on this.
He smokes in your house?
No, he doesn't smoke in the house, but he smokes nonstop when he's out of the house. So because of that, he just, the sheets smell and the house smells. He's a terrible influence on our kids. You know, he's always cursing and burping, and he's not fun to be around.
And your husband is not budging on having him stay at a hotel or something like that?
No, he's like, this is his best friend, and he's not going to let him stay at a hotel for 4 days. You know, we can suck it up. It's just for a few days. But, you know, my husband's not the one that cleans up after him. It's me.
I'll admit he's a little sloppy, and yeah, but it means 4 days. It's not a big deal.
It is a big deal, because you're not the one that cleans up after him. I'm the one to deal with, you know, the influence on the kids and getting rid of the smell in the house and then cleaning everything up and vacuuming. And he makes the whole house reek. I mean, really not fair to the rest
days.
Of us.
He's been my best friend since I was 4 years old. Come on.
I understand that. So he should either take better care of, you know, our stuff while he's there, be more respectful to us, or understand why we don't want him staying there.
He just likes to relax and have a good time. Come on. I mean, give the guy a break.
Give me a break. I'm the one that has to clean up.
And this is what the audience thought.
She needs to write down a set of rules so it's out of courtesy and he respects the rules of the house. And the husband can have a housekeeper that comes in after this guy leaves. And as far as the kids probably have a lot of fun with this guy, with him burping and doing all his obnoxious things.
I'm on the side of the husband. That's his best friend. They've been best friends since they were kids. Just deal with it for 4 days.
I'm on the wife's side. I'm very sensitive to gross people. And I can't do it.
She's very sensitive to gross people, Raven.
Right, right. Yeah. And then there was the verdict.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back in the Honda of Westport Couples Court this morning, it's Joe and Sally. And Joe, our audience agreed with you. Sally, you can suck it up for just 4 days. It's your husband's best friend. Like, I know it's not fun, but it's just temporary.
Don't be a princess.
Yes,
so can
sir,
you please
yes,
talk to him
Thank
about
you,
the
audience.
Cursing and the crumbs and
my
the
way.
Smoke? Oh, my God.
It's not a big deal, sir. Come on. It's fine. It's 4 days.
But, Joe,
I'm going to go stay with my mom.
But, Joe, you will, at least speak up to him and say, hey, do you think you can try not to reek like smoke around the kids? Or
say something. It's hard to change a guy's spots, you know?
All right.
Right, just spray on those spots with a little bit of carpet cleaner. Right. Hit them with the steamer. Be like those
I'll
spots were never there.
I'll probably be calling you guys back for a lot more help.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll go get a lot of Febreze, babe.
They're joining us again to talk about what happened after the verdict. So, what happened?
He did stay with us, and it was worse than ever, and my husband still did not say anything to him. It was
hold on.
Thanks, listener. But he has promised that he will never stay with us again.
So
oh, come
that.
On, Joe. Bros before throws.
Oh.
Throw pillows, that is.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. He said, I don't know. Yeah, he was pretty gross this time, honestly. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sweetheart. Yeah.
Well, guys, I guess our audience doesn't always get it right. So thanks for coming back on. We appreciate it. And look at the bright side, Sally. Now you never have to deal with him again.
Yeah.